seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
I'm Patrick, host of iTeam, and today we're going to talk about how you can go out there and get anything you want in life. Today I want you to look at people who get whatever they want in a complete different way. I used to watch people that got everything they wanted and ask myself, how is it that that person got whatever he wanted or she wanted? There's a reason for that. And the good news is anybody else can do the same thing as well. This is not something that's not transferable, right? Selling is something you'll always do the rest of your life. Most people don't like selling. Some people like to kind of make it nicer and say, I'm gonna use a better word and say communication or this. It's sales. By the way, those that just turn off the video and don't wanna watch about what selling has to do, hey, you wanna marry that girl you love? You know which one I'm talking about? You need to sell her and her parents and her best friends. That's all selling. You wanna get that promotion? Purely selling, baby. And those who get that promotion sell better than you do. That's why it is. They don't sell a car. Their job could be human resource or something, but they learn how to sell themselves as that position more than you. Maybe you ought to learn how to do it. It'll benefit you and make you a lot of money. Kids is also selling. Business is selling. A lot of things are selling. Let me get right into it. The truth is, there's a lot more people starving in sales than winning. And the numbers are about 2% of people that get what they want. Let me give you a story here on what took place with me in 2005, 2006. The company I was a part of announced a trip that we're gonna go to Europe. It was a one-year contest. I was so excited about it, right? And we were gonna go to Greece, Santorini, Athens, Croatia, Venice, Italy. I really wanted to go on this trip. Well, it's the last month to qualify for this trip. And I'm in the running, but I'm in the bottom five people. And 2 months prior to that, I asked my assistant, I said, has my insurance license been renewed? Because my license needed to be renewed. Oh, you've done everything. Everything's good. Your license going to renew. You're good to go 100%, 100%. Boom. First of the month, we get a letter. Your license is expired. I said, wait a minute. What is this? Is this a mistake? He says, oh yeah, this is a mistake. I'm not going to name my assistant. He knows who he is. Your license is expired. What do you mean my license is expired? Your license is expired. That's not possible. He calls. Yep. We forgot two things to send in. My license is expired. He asks, how long will it take for my license to be renewed? About 2 to 4 weeks. There's a lot of people on the waiting list, and if you know California Department of Insurance, they have a lot of people trying to get licensed and appointed, so they're always backdated. 2 to 4 weeks that I can't afford to lose. I'm definitely not qualifying for this trip. So I said, let me call them myself directly. I have two choices at that time. One, I can think about firing him and how upset I could be at him or whatever I could do to the guy. I didn't, because I want to go to Europe. It's more important, my frustration I can put into him. Same amount of energy, one takes me to Europe, one gets me upset at him. Same amount of energy, okay. So I called the Department of Insurance. I said, hey, I really need your help. I really need you to help me renew my license. It's gonna cost me a trip to Europe, and I please, you guys gotta work with me. No, we can't do it. There's so many other people that need to do it as well. I wanna speak to your manager. Not gonna make a difference. Let me just speak to your manager. Not gonna make a difference. Please let me speak to your manager. Put me on the phone with the manager. I speak to the man, till today I remember her name because she really inspired me that people out there are actually willing to help you out. So I spoke to the manager. She retired 3 years after that. So I spoke to her and I said, look, I really need to renew my license. I want to go to Europe. And she says, no, cannot do nothing for you. I said, listen, you got to work with me. Nothing. I tried every single thing I could to get her to help me renew my license. Said no. I said her name and I said, listen. What if I show up tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, at your front door when you come into work, with a box of donuts and coffee and dozen roses, just please renew my license. She says, Patrick, it's gonna be a waste of your money. We're not gonna do it. You need to wait 2 to 4 weeks. I said, I'm gonna be in Sacramento tomorrow. Don't do it. I said, I promise you, I'll be there tomorrow. I'm gonna be there tomorrow. Don't do it, Patrick. I said, I know how to sing many different songs. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna dance in front of, until you renew my license. So I asked my assistant, book the flight. I go to Sacramento that night. I get to the hotel. I explain the whole thing to the assistant, front desk clerk at the hotel. And she's laughing. I said, I need your help. And she said, what do you want me to do? I said, I need you to call Starbucks to have 2 gallons of coffee ready for me. They have those coffees on boxes. You can buy them. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I know they have it. I said, I want to buy 40 different sweets that they have, whatever it could be, one of each, put it together. And I said, I need fresh 2 dozen roses in the morning as well. Great.
go to sleep, wake up, 6 o'clock in the morning, I go to Starbucks, pick up the roses, everything, and I'm in front of the line, in front of the apartment. It's a government building type of thing where, you know how you go through the back door to throw trash out? It's not really an entrance door. There is no door to go into this government building. So I'm outside, but I know employees are coming in. So I asked around, where do the employees come in from? Right here. And I'm standing outside and I say, hey, is such and such there? Yes, she is. Can you give this rose tour inside? Tell her Patrick Bay David is waiting for her outside. Really? Yes. Would you like a cup of coffee? Here's a cup of coffee. Here's a cup of coffee. Tell him Patrick Bay David is serving a cup of coffee outside. Here's some donuts for you. Here's some this for you. Eventually, I'm singing outside. I'm just telling them to bring those two girls outside. And no one's coming out. 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, 30 minutes later, 1 hour, 3 hours later, she comes outside. She says, what are you doing here? I said, I told you I'm going to be here. I want to go to Europe. I want to go to Europe and I got to get appointed. Says, Patrick, no one's ever done this before. I said, but you got to realize I want to win for my family. I got to go to Europe. And after talking to her, coffee, donuts, sweets, roses. She was such a sweet lady. She says, Patrick, we'll go ahead and renew your license. I says, I'm not leaving until I see it on the system. So I waited outside. She went inside. They renewed my license. My friend from Southern California calls and says, miracle, your license has been renewed. And my license got renewed. And the rest is history. Until today, I've been all over the world. The best place I've ever visited in my life is Croatia, Dubrovnik. Something special about Croatia, Dubrovnik. I had a great time. Why am I telling you this story? You see, in life, you can have whatever you want. Whatever you want. Now, I'm not talking about if you can't jump 48 inches like some of these athletes. I'm not talking about if you don't run like a James Jett or some of these guys that run the way they do. That's a God-given different type of a talent. I'm not talking about if you can't sing like opera. Everything else is tenacity. And you selling yourself why somebody ought to do what you want them to do if you have a legitimate argument with value and a little bit, a sprinkle of humor and humility helps as well. If you do that, you will be surprised on how much easier sales will be for you because people like doing business with people who are tenacious.
Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bidavid. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.